There are new concerns about a new variant of COVID-19. It was first found in southern Africa, but cases have already shown up in Israel and Hong Kong. Some countries are racing to cancel flights to and from South Africa, and the list of countries is growing after a meeting of the World Health Organization today. The WHO panel said an early study of the new COVID-19 variant shows it is of concern and suggests an increased risk of reinfection. Earlier today, I spoke with NPR Global Health correspondent Michaeline Duclift, who has been following the developments, and I asked her what we know about this new variant and the number of cases so far.
Yeah, okay. So scientists just detected this variant on Tuesday, but they detected it because the variant is causing a very sharp rise in cases around the city of Pretoria in South Africa. But scientists think it's probably actually present across all of the country. Just in the last week, we have this variant that went from being essentially undetectable to dominating the outbreak in a major city. And on top of that, cases have also cropped up in Botswana, Belgium, and as you just mentioned, Hong Kong and Israel. So this variant is likely present, at least at low levels, in many parts of the world.
And we are hearing this variant is the result of rapid mutations. How concerning might this be?
Yeah, so, I mean, I want to be clear here that very little is known about this variant because scientists just got the genome sequence literally 48 hours ago. It's amazing how fast this has actually happened. You know, but they rushed to get this information out because they are concerned. And here's why. The variant has many, many more mutations than the previous variants, including the Delta. We're talking about like double the number of mutations. And in particular, the new variant has more than 30 mutations in the spike protein. So you know that's the critical region of the virus that binds to human cells. Some of these mutations are already known to help the virus evade the immune system, bypass antibodies. Others are known to increase transmissibility, help the virus get into the cell. But what is not known is what happens when you put all these mutations together into one virus. Scientists really don't know. But the worry, the concern is that together they could make the vaccines less effective than even Delta has.
And with these potential concerns, the WHO met today to talk about this. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so we know that the scientists in South Africa who really have done like a tremendous job in detecting this variant so quickly, getting the information out there, you know, they're the ones that actually called up WHO and said, you know, we have this new variant, we're concerned about it, you know, we need to share it, and so let's meet. And so they actually met today in private, and one of the scientists said that they expect in this meeting to designate this new variant an official VOC, or variant of concern. Right now, the variant is called B1.1.529.
Okay. Now, South Africa's full vaccination rate is an estimated 35%, and we know a lot of countries in Southern Africa have very low rates. Remind us of the connection here between vaccinated populations, vaccine access, and these new variants spreading.
Look, there is no doubt that this virus spreads explosively in people who are not vaccinated. There has just been enormous data showing that around all of the world, poor countries, rich countries, getting people vaccinated slows this down. Because the more the virus spreads, the more chance it has to mutate and evolve, and the more chance that we're going to see these really potentially dangerous variants crop up over and over again.
Michaeline Duclift, NPR's global health correspondent. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott.